Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the Pat-Downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Thank you for joining us on another episode of the Pat-Down. Y'all know we here talk about that bitch at Hilton that tried to get me shot.
Yeah, that's a good episode.
You stupid motherfucker. Hey, tune that to the music. Like, I don't give a fuck.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. This Pat spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and gon' repeat it.
Miss Pat, what are you doing getting on TMZ and cops called on you? You can't get the cops called. What is going on?
It was all Dion.
Old fault.
Well, he gets so mad when you misspell his name in the group that I figured he threw hands over Dion Cole.
I wasn't even in the fucking room, Chris.
I just see somebody post in the Facebook group, what's the Hilton customer service number? And I was like, oh no. And then I looked for another one, and they're like, they're not going to get away with this. And I was like, uh-oh, what's happening? And then 4 hours later, they know, the crack babies know some lady's grandma's address and her manager's babysitter's phone number. It was the fucking crazy. So what happened?
Somebody sent me a message. I know who her black baby daddy is. I'm like, well, God damn.
Why is it he watching the kid? Well, you can't from jail. Oh, these crack babies. They took it too far, in my opinion, but I love you guys still. Like,
I love you guys so much. We pulled up here in Milwaukee, and I pulled up to the door because it's fucking freezing up here. It probably -4 assholes, okay, degrees up here. So I pull up to the door, and I say, everybody get stuff out of the car. It's like, Dion, park the car right there in front of the thing. And so I go in, and I tell him my name. And I said, well, I have 3 rooms. You don't have 3 rooms. And I said, I don't. And so I said, well, let me call my manager. And I said, well, maybe it's up under my sister's name. So I get her name, and she finds her. I said, well, Dion Curry. And she said, we don't have a Dion Curry. I have a Dion Cole. I said, well, that is a type over, because Dion Curry Cole is a very famous fucking comedian, and he wouldn't be here parking my car.
No offense, Dion.
And fucking opening for Miss Pat. And she said, well, I cannot let you check in Dion Cole's. I cannot let you check in Dion Cole for a room. I said, bitch, this is not no Dion Cole's, okay? So, make a long story short, this lady started yelling at me, and Ashley was like, hold on, bitch, you ain't gonna be hollering at my motherfucking mama.
You sicked your lesbian like, pit bull on her. Did Ashley eat her?
I don't think she wanted to eat that bitch. She was stealing her Christmas pajamas. So you know that pussy was old. That was old leftover Christmas pussy. And so she just went the fuck out. By this time, Dion walked in like, what the fuck is going on? And I'm trying to...
Hold on, Pat. Hold on. So from the time Pat got out of the car to me parking the car was less than 2 minutes. So when I walked in, I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, and I'm trying to tell Dion, take your ID out, your hand out, and show this bitch that you're Dion Cole Curry. And then she was like, you're not going to be, yep. Then she just said, fuck it, I'm calling the police. I was like, no, you're not, bitch. We're black. And you're not calling the police. But she had a biracial fat ass son that worked with her, right? He probably was like 12 years old. So he was there with her. And boy, that was she's back there. I heard in the back saying, oh, they're threatening me. I said, okay, you have gone too far, bitch. Yeah, ain't nobody threatening you.
It was one of those things where she was like, I'm going to call the police. I was like, you see those Facebook and YouTube videos of like Karen's just calling the police for no fucking reason. It was literally one of those situations where we were like, why? First of all, nobody's even doing anything for you to call the police. Like there were people, we weren't escalating anything. We were just saying, no, it's just the wrong name. And she was like, I'm gonna call the police. When she went to the back and started, she called somebody, I think it was her manager, right? And she says, they're threatening to hit me. I was like, are you serious?
I have the video of when Miss Pat actually, so you put it up on Instagram Live and you took it down, but, you know, crack babies find everything. So she sent me the video.
Wait till I get through calling Hilton. Nasty attitude. Just nasty.
She just said, I threatened to put my hands on her. Oh my, this lady literally just said, I threatened to put my hands on her. Please have these cameras. I'm going to sue Hilton. I'm going to sue Hilton. This girl is crazy. Call the police. This lady just said, I threatened to put my hands on her, y'all. Why would I put my hands on somebody? It's cold outside. Oh my God. She said, when I get through with you and Hilton, she literally just called telling somebody in the back, I threatened to put my hands on her. I never threatened to hit this lady. Oh my God, this lady is crazy. See, this is how people get killed. This is how people get killed.
Wait, you plan on killing me?
No, I'm talking to my camera. This is how people get killed when people lie, talking about they threatened to put their hands on them. I ain't never threatened nobody. I got too much money to be threatening anybody who work a front desk clerk. She literally, ma'am, I never told you I was going to put my hands on you. What would you tell somebody?
Your daughter did.
Oh, my God.
Nothing about hitting you. So
what are you talking about? Esther, be quiet. Ain't nobody never said they would hit you. What did you? Ma'am, ain't nobody never threatened you. Ain't nobody. I say what? You think who famous? I am famous.
Then I would know who you is.
Wait, I'm sorry you don't know who I am.
Do you act like I'm supposed to come in?
I've
checked everybody else and nobody else.
Ma'am, I came here nice to you. But
that's not even a parking
spot. Well, so I have people to park my car for me. Are you mad because I got somebody to get her?
No, I'm mad
because
you came here with an attitude.
No, you got an attitude, ma'am. I don't have to argue with you, ma'am. Do what you do. That's fine. They'll take care of it. Go tell the police I threatened to hit you again. Tell the police I threatened to hit you.
I didn't talk about you. I said your daughter.
My daughter never threatened you.
Yes, she did.
My daughter never threatened to hit you. Ma'am, you said they got cameras? Don't get Hilton sued, ma'am. Please don't get Hilton sued. Don't get Hilton sued. I don't care nothing about you being pregnant, but don't lie on nobody. You got a black child over there. Why would you be lying on us? Ain't nobody. First of all, I wouldn't even have my. I didn't treat you like no shit. What are you talking about, ma'am? Are you bipolar?
This is the maddest I've never seen you actually mad.
I tried to tell you the manager had the name wrong.
Until you caught an attitude.
I didn't have an attitude. What are you talking about? Girl, just wait till the police get here. This lady is crazy, y'all.
I mean, you are so, I know you well enough to know that you, Ashley would make a sarcastic remark, but she wouldn't threaten anybody. And you didn't walk in there with it. If you were in a bad mood, you keep your head down. You're like, you don't.
Well, if I was mad, I would have fucking went off. You just saw a whole different side of me.
Right.
I probably would have slung that bitch out of the fucking, out of the Hilton Hotel. But, she just, I mean, she was just pissed off. You pulled up to the front door. Bitch, it's cold. Are you mad because I can tell somebody to park my fucking car? This bitch was the most nastiest, white, trashiest bitch. But yet still, you up here got a black child. You fat, white bitch.
Well, what's that matter? Love is love.
Yeah. what the fuck are you talking about?
Who cares if a kid's black? Let's leave the kid out of it.
Well, the reason why I said because you calling the police on black people. We up here threatening you, knowing that police are shooting the shit out of us all the time, fucking in the wrong way. So you literally got four or five black people standing here, and you on the phone, a white woman's, and how do you think I feel as an African-American? That shit automatically motherfucking scares me.
Right.
because I'm automatically think that you're going to walk in and fucking take this white woman's side, because that's what we see as a society. I mean, it's rarely that you see the shit that happened at the other hill too, where the white man, where the white woman jumped in front of the black man. They want, she wanted to know the black man who knocked the motherfucking white husband out the other day. And the whole staff was on the black man's side. Well, rarely do you see that shit. In America, as a black person, we're fucking scared when white people call the fucking police, because you don't want to know which one of these, a good white person going to show up, a Nazi, a racist. You don't know who the fuck going to show up.
Yeah.
So you damn right I was concerned for my life. This white bitch back there on the phone talking about we hitting her, we threatening her when we never did. But thank God the police that showed up was the good police who did not take a side, who came in and fucking listened and realized this fat bitch was telling a lie. That's what I say when I say black and white, because you don't know what it is. Feel like the bitch get pulled over by a white. I trust. Let me tell you something. All police scare everybody, a lot of people, right? But when a white police officer pull a black person over, all fear go up to 99. Because you don't know what this motherfucker. I've seen tapes where you call the police, the lady called the police in Dallas for a little boy throwing trash in somebody else's yard, and he arrested the whole motherfucking family. He just escalated the problem.
Yeah.
They could have ran in there, gone home, said, get the fuck off the property.
It's like the Central Park lady calling and saying, this black man is threatening me. Like, she knew exactly what she was saying. You know, like,
you know what was really funny is the cop showed up and he starts to take a statement, and she go, Miss Pat goes, she got the name wrong. She got Dion Cole when it's actually Dion Curry. Dion Cole's a famous comedian. You ever heard of him? And the cop goes, I have no idea who that is. He goes, I don't watch TV at all.
That's funny. Well, you fucking should, okay? Because this boy, this man is really fucking famous. And I don't have him out here with me today. I would love to work with him, but I'm doing a club. Okay. And she was just rude as fuck. But to sit here and not think about what's going on in society with fucking white people just gunning us down. And I know some of you gonna be like, oh, you black people shoot. I don't want to hear that shit, because that ain't what we talking about. But when you call the police on a black person and you're white and you use those words threatening or I fear for my life, that automatically make me fears for my motherfucking life. I'm in Milwaukee. They've had quite a few police shootings here, which is scary as fuck. And I got my daughter, a sister, and Dion. And you just, I mean, what if the wrong officers would have showed up? That's what I'm talking about.
One of those things where it, you know, nobody on our side of the situation was like, we were literally bewildered. Like, why are you doing this? It wasn't one of those things where like we gave her a reason to escalate. We were just like, no, what you got in the computer is wrong. We're trying to get it fixed. But she would not let it go. And when she went to the back, it was like, they're threatening me. That's when I was just like,
you can hear it on the tape. Yeah. Like,
it's like, what are you talking about?
I've traveled with you guys and like in a group, like your group is always just so chill and relaxed and fun. And everybody's cracking jokes. Like there's no anger, you know, there's no, like you coming. I just don't get it. Like, yeah,
you do get it. She was a white bitch.
Yeah. She was just an asshole.
Yeah, she's an asshole. And you know, I just want to thank the Bradford Police Department who showed up, because, you know, we got a lot of coming. They're very racist. They're very racist. But that day, two officers showed up with an open mind to handle the situation in the right way. You know, they never tried to force me out the property. You know, I had my daughter on the phone calling the police along while she back there telling the other dispatcher we up here threatening her. And, you know, they just showed up and they handled the situation right. Also, got to give a shout out to the Milwaukee Comedy Club. The manager showed up and was like, you know, he really took care of the problem. You know, I'm like, bitch, I don't have time for you. I'm never going to hit you and allow you to fucking hit the lottery off me, bitch. OK, I'm not going to do that. But what I am going to tell you fucking wrong for having on Christmas pajamas at work, you fat bitch, because I know that's not Hilton way of life.
Yeah.
Okay. In this motherfucking Christmas over with them shitty ass pajamas. I bet you that bitch took all them motherfucking pajamas. She had PetSmart pussy.
allegedly.
Motherfuckers stood up and got on a motherfucking treadmill by themselves. All right, pussy asshole.
So basically, the cops came and took a statement, and that was just the end of it. And then did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, he asked me for my license, and you know, and the manager was like, "We're gonna move him over to another hotel," which was just right next door, which is a pretty nice place too. But you know, and the lady here at this Hilton was very much nicer, much cuter, and she had washed her ass that day, and so I know because she didn't have on Christmas pajamas. You know, the situation will handle, but I do have to say thank you so much for the fan, the Crack Babies, the group. Oh my God, y'all call that lady job so many times. We peeked back through the window when we rolled by, and manager sitting there, he calling the manager of the club, like, what the fuck is going on? Everybody's calling this hotel. I was like, well, bitch, you didn't know who I was then, but them Crack Baby allowed you to know who the fuck I was.
They were calling corporate, they were on LinkedIn looking up the management structure and calling them. It was crazy.
You do not fuck with the investigator Crack Baby group. What, nigga, they better than
one Crack Baby was looking up the laws for stalking, so they weren't getting it. I was like, just if you have to do that, don't do too much. You're doing too much. Like, you know, yeah. A couple phone calls was nice, but like, let's not get a felony over this.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I put a thing out there saying thank y'all. You know, I really, truly appreciate it. You know, because I do appreciate it. Because you guys, I mean, I'm not Beyonce, but I tell you, when I tell you, you guys multiply like it's 300,000 of you motherfuckers. Y'all do not fucking play. So I got to tell you this. I was thinking about this. I think I ran about DM. I really want to do a Crack Baby Halloween party. For 2022. I want people, if you listen to this podcast, I want you to come from all around the world. The food, the alcohol, everything is free. Everything is free. All you, the music, I'm trying to find a venue. I'm trying to get it organized now, but everything is free. All you got to do is pay for your hotel and your flight. That's it. And a party on me. I'm going to try to find some people to sing. We're going to have a good
fucking time. What do you need to find somebody to sing? You can do it.
I'm going over yonder.
I don't sound that fucking bad. To be with my Lord. But I really want to put it together. And if Halloween is not a good day, you know, I don't want to really pick the holidays because we're so busy during the holidays. But, you know, I really do. I mean, and a lot of people don't get to do this with their fans. I'm looking for... But I want to do this for my fans because I think we got a different type of relationship in that Facebook group. Yeah. We're fucking family. You know what I'm saying? When you can make a bitch clock out early in her Christmas pajamas.
Like, you they know, found I, the I grave of Mr. Hilton, dug him up, and told him about it. It was unbelievable.
Snapped him. Wake up, motherfucker. They
found out what college she's going to, called the Dean. Like, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, so, I mean, what do you guys think?
I love about the party idea.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
But you have to be in the Facebook group. You cannot attend. And guess what? I have somebody that's going to make sure that you are fucking Crack Baby. So you have to be in the Facebook group.
Ironically, it's going to be the Crack Babies investigating themselves, which this is how gulags start. I don't know if you want that. There's going to be a Crack Baby gulag.
Hey, they're going to be like, she ain't in the group.
You're not a real Crack Baby. Oh, they already do that. I was a Crack Baby before this Crack Baby, so I'm the better Crack Baby. I love the idea. It'd be so much fun.
In October, I think we should all get together and we just fucking party. The food and alcohol is on me. We're going to have a great fucking time.
I think you need to do drink tickets, but because you do not want some of these Crack Babies drunk.
Yeah.
Some of these motherfuckers is crazy, crazy.
You get one red cup.
What do you mean?
Just trust me when I tell you, you don't want some of these motherfuckers wasted. That's just not a good idea.
Yeah, you better have security there just in case.
Oh, I will. You got to behave too, okay? Because I would hate for you to come all the way from another state and you wake up in jail as a Crack Baby.
I think you've learned your lesson. You'll be publicly shamed. If you don't want that, you can't misbehave at this party.
No, you cannot misbehave. But the food and drinks is free. I don't know if I want to do it as a costume party, but I'm thinking October. That's what I'm thinking so far. And it's a dinner. I mean, I'm trying to find a location that'll hold about 300 people because it's honestly, y'all, it's first come, first served. When I open it up for you to sign up, you can bring a guest and it's just total 300 people. So that might be 150 tickets.
Mm. Ooh, that is going to put on some competition right there. You know what we should do? That's what we should do. We should do, you should release.
Did you hear yourself? You said, you know what we should do? That's what we should do.
I'm saying.
Listen, he's slipping into old age and it's.
I'm saying is what you should do is you should release some tickets to everybody and then like hold a few to like do videos, like raffle them off to like winners.
Yes,
you know?
Great idea.
Yeah. So we're working it out now, guys. And I meet a lot of you guys at my show, but we don't ever get it in a circle where we meet everybody.
Yeah.
You know, where people can get to meet everybody. I want you to come as far as you can. That's what I'm telling you is in October. You know, hopefully COVID be done calm the fuck down and it won't be a little barrier. You know,
COVID. They're going to be a crack baby variant by the time we get done with COVID.
But yeah, I'm really looking into it now. To do this in October.
Maybe give the patrons like first crack at it.
Yeah, the patrons. Yeah, that's right. Because you know they are some ride or die motherfuckers. So if you're in the Patreon, you get the first shot, the first 100.
Join that Patreon, y'all. Better join it,
please.
Yeah, the first 100 people.
I desperately need you to join the Patreon. I can't tell you why.
The first 100 people get a. The first 100 tickets go to the Patreon.
Cool.
So we should have a fucking ball. I mean, we literally should have a ball. And it's free alcohol. I got all the liquor and food you're going to need.
She's got it from comedy clubs. Comedy clubs across America have contributed the liquor.
And I would say this. If you're thinking about coming, I got all the Patron, the Don, what is it called?
Don Julio, fucking Ciroc.
Hennessy, Ciroc.
Yeah. Crown.
Anything you do drink that you think I might not have, let me know and I get this shit. It'll be beer, it'll be wine coolers.
Oh my god!
You know, I'm gonna go all out for you guys because you guys go all out for me, and I truly appreciate that. And maybe there's something we could do once a year, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, this shit will be monitored heavily. You would not sneak into this motherfucker if you're not a crack babe. I'm sorry,
Nikea as head of security.
Yeah, I call him Deputy Dog. Yep, and he will sit on you until you get on your phone and log in and become a crackbait.
I can see Nikea right now at the front door with a whistle in his mouth. Not him! Looking like top flight security.
Yeah, it's time he blow the whistle one time. Because he out of breath.
No, I really am a crack baby. For real?
He'd be like, oh.
Well, you want to take a break real quick?
Yeah, let's take a break. So we're back. And, you know, like we were saying about this crack baby part, I'm so looking forward to it. And you know what? Because I have a lot of crack, but we have a lot of crack babies in Atlanta. So I'm going to start putting it out there on the radio. At my morning job, I'm gonna see if they'll let me, you know, as it get closer. I want people to really think it. I really want to do like a t-shirt giveaway, some type of game. I gotta come up with some stuff. But we're gonna let you know because I want people to win money too. Because when I was gonna do my husband's party, and I had the best Game of Thrones costume was gonna win $5,000.
You should have people do the best Chris, Dion, or Pat costume.
Nah, I don't want a bunch of Whitney Houston showing up. Isn't that going to be Rosie O'Donnell Whitney Houston party?
That's fine. That'd be funny.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. And then if you can imitate one of us really good, there's another category.
That'd be funny.
Yeah, that would be really fucking funny. And, you know, maybe we'll start off with a dinner and then we'll do a little comedy show. a private comedy show. You know, maybe I can find me a good old friend who sang or rap or some shit and come in and perform, and we just have a good fucking time that night. And it's called a crack baby party.
Yeah.
That'd be the pat down, crack down.
The pat down, crack down. You hear that, y'all?
That's fun.
I am excited.
The crackdown's a really funny name. I love that.
Yeah. The pat down, and I make some crack down and crack baby cakes, and they actually look like a little, they actually look like crack in the bag.
Do the rock candy, the hard rock candy.
Yeah, make it look like that, but they like cupcakes and shit to eat. Some food. If you think of a good, because it's gonna be, when I do shit, I lay shit out, and I have a lot of shit left for my husband's Game of Thrones party. And I feel I might as well go ahead and put this shit to work.
Can we have Rudy do the music? Can Rudy perform?
Who's Rudy?
Rudy is the, you remember the crack baby Rudy, who is like, really, he's back in the group. He's a musician. Oh, that'd be great.
Is he still in room?
He is.
Rudy can't say.
Yeah, that's why it'd be great.
Come on.
Rudy always be joning on me and Chris. You remember
that. Yeah, and then we have Ashley, Gariana, and Quisha be like the America's Got Talent judges. And evaluate Rudy.
That's gonna be fun. Will I be shooting around that time? Oh no, I'll be just wrapping up something with my show around that time. So yeah, we're gonna work on a crack baby party. I gotta get the whole thing laid out. I gotta find a location, and we're gonna have a good time. So, and I'm also gonna call, and you and my Facebook group, the lady who helps me get all of my merchandise, I need you to hit me up. I'm gonna pay you, I need some help. And the help is help find a hotel that would allow a room discount for a certain amount of people. So we can all stay together. So when you drunk,
I bet you if you call Amy at the front desk, she'll help you.
I'm guessing it's not gonna be a Hilton property.
Everybody but Deion Cole can come in.
Oh my God, can you get Deion Cole to perform?
That would be good. That really would be good, right? Well, you know, this is Atlanta. You don't know what we can end up doing. But I want it to be around October. And I don't mind taking any suggestions, because this is us as a group, as a family, you know. And I just want to show my appreciation, guys. And it's not, I know I come out to the table and I take pictures with you all and you buy my merchandise and you support me, but I want to give back. And I do give back. I won't say in which ways. And if I ever dealt with you in that way, we're going to keep it between us and God. But I just want to show my appreciation as a talent, how much I appreciate you guys, you know, supporting what I do and always riding and die for me. Yeah, this might turn into a yearly thing. Who the fuck know? You know, I love my fans.
It's going to be the Fire Festival, Miss Pat style.
No, nigga, these people going to show up.
Everybody going to be having mayonnaise sandwiches and syrup sandwiches. You going to eat like Miss Pat when she was a kid. We got water sandwiches.
That would be a cute category, wouldn't it? Put it over to the side. You want some chicken ass, fried chicken ass.
Ooh, a cooking contest. People bring their best chicken ass.
Hell no.
Make your own souse meat.
Somebody came up to me, man, Pat, what about that South meat? I said, bitch, I don't know. It's actually good, Chris. We need to get some one day. We all together and try it on some crackers.
Just a charcuterie board of South meat, chicken heads.
I'm not eating that shit.
That would be cool. South meat, bologna.
Government, you know, cheese.
I don't know where the fuck you're going to get no government cheese from, but it would be nice to put South meat on it.
Ain't nobody eating no Joe Biden cheese.
Joe Biden cheese would be called Smooth Eyes. Oh.
Man, he gave a speech the other day, and he looked so pulled back. He looked like he was a Hollywood movie star. He was just like...
Looked like a baby's ass.
Yeah.
Look like a baby's ass.
If a president has ever been ready to die, it is Joe Biden. Like, bro.
Oh my God, nigga. Don't
he means of natural
like
causes.
That. Natural car. Oh, we just lost Sidney Poitier.
I'm telling you, I wouldn't be shocked if Joe Biden was like, you know what? Let me go ahead, clock on out. Kamala, you got this.
Please, hang on. Have you seen all the people quitting her staff because they're all like, she's so mean?
Oh, she's let me be quiet.
A lot of people quitting Kamala's staff.
Yeah, she's apparently really awful to work for, and they're not being quiet about it either. Most times, a staffer will leave and not say anything, but they're like leaking like crazy about how rude she is, like just screaming at him. Doesn't read her briefing books, like doesn't do the job. Like Joe Biden is. The rumor is he's not going to run for another term, and he's grooming Pete Buttigieg to be his successor because she's been so bad as a vice president. That's not the libertarian saying that. That's Democrats who work in the White House saying that.
Yeah, you can't tell Kamala shit.
Yeah, I bet you can't. She got that black bitch attitude. I made it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's usually what it is. You know what it is? It's that.
Yeah.
So it is. But who else did we lose this week? I woke up this morning. It's like God is taking out the 90s club. If you 90, you out this bitch.
Well, like the celebrity deaths are going to be so. Think of all the boomers that got famous in the 60s and 70s and 80s. Like, how many more people are famous than when we were growing up? Like, it's just going to be a celebrity death every day from here on out. Today, PewDiePie died.
Who the fuck is PewDiePie?
That's my point. Like, there's just too many celebrities now.
Fucking YouTubers.
Oh yeah, YouTubers are celebrities now too. Like, who the fuck is PewDiePie? Okay, that's a good nickname for a white person. PewDiePie.
Amy Jo Johnson died today. Power Ranger also dead. The woman who sold farts in a jar.
She better be careful.
Do you see the woman who sold farts in? She was farting in jars. She was on 90 Day Fiance, and she ate so many beans that she had gas pains that sent her to the hospital because she was having a heart attack. Now, I never would have thought this was real until last week's podcast.
Wow. And that's where she ended up in the hospital.
Yeah.
Shit. You know how many bitches I know that farts on a regular? If you got a friend like me, I wake up fart. You ain't got to eat them beans. All you got to do is be beside my bed. Time I open my eyes, have your little joy, catch it, and run on out the room.
First of all, who's doing quality control for her farts? Like, if she sends you a smell in a jar, how are you going to know it was her fart or not?
Right.
Like, why didn't she just hire a team of other motherfuckers in pooping jars and pass that shit out while she on the beach?
Just
like,
a bunch of
never know
yeah.
that didn't come from her ass.
A parade of dads.
All she had to do is find fat people and take their legs and push them all the way back. Ooh, boy, she'd have got 10 jaws.
Just go to an NFL stadium and find all the dads hanging out in their New Balance.
You had not had sex in a while, and then you get into sex and your cramps kick in because your muscles tight, mm-hmm. and then your stomach there used to be twisted that way. You let it loose.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, baby, just hold your breath. Look, don't take it out. Just hold your breath until it passes.
So I do Pilates, which is like stretching, and it's me
Fuck
and like
you, a, I asked you if you ever did that before.
Of course, but it's me and like a bunch of 80-year-old women, and
you just
it's super,
asked Chris that he had not had sex in a while. I think it had been a long while.
It had been a long while. I had a lot built up. Farts, jizz.
Yeah, so
you cramp it all the first time you and your wife constipated your marriage.
No, I'm limber because of Pilates, where all the old women fart all the time, and it's hilarious, and I try not to laugh at it.
And they act like they don't hear.
Oh, everybody pretends they don't hear it, and I've done it too. Like, because you're like working on your stomach, and then you'll just it'll be super quiet, and you'll hear the 82-year-old lady next to you. You're like,
I wouldn't do that. I'm like, bitch, did you just fart? People say, excuse me.
That YouTube lady should have went to that class with you and just had a bunch of jars with her. Let me get that up out.
Golden girl fart. Yeah,
you can find some fart. All you got to do is befriend Nakia. It's over. He's a millionaire. He farted.
Nigga, Pat, you should sell your farts in jars, nigga. You be letting them rip too.
I sure do. Nakia farted the other day. I was on the phone talking to him, and my husband walked into it. And you know how when somebody fart and they upset you?
Happened at a party last night. I was like, oh my God.
My husband said, get the fuck out of my house. God damn. Not the room, the whole house. He put that kill out the whole motherfucking house.
What's he eating?
Everything that he can pass by with a drive-thru.
What is it with your two kids eating everything?
Who?
Ashley and Nikea. They just eat everything.
They don't give a... Oh, yeah. They do eat everything.
Last night, Ashley ordered a bunch of shit from the club. She go, let me get the mozzarella sticks. Are they, like... When you put them in your mouth and you bite it down, and when you pull it, does it go real cheesy? Or does it when you... The way she was explaining this mozzarella stick, the server looked at her like, bitch, it's just cheese. She goes, when you bite it, does it just go straight down? So she's like, it's a squishy kind of cheese. I'm like, Hannah, just get her the mozzarella sticks. So then Ashley ordered some bread sticks or pretzel sticks. The pretzel sticks and the mozzarella sticks come, and Ashley, like, I don't want to eat none of this shit. I was like, you gave her all this grief for all this food, and she ain't eat but one mozzarella stick. She was hilarious.
Oh my God.
I'm going to tell her that you got one more chance to do that, bitch. I'm going to stab you in your neck and the pussy that you ate the day before. Stop that stupid shit.
She ordered the key lime pie and she was eating it like a pussy. I was like, I got to get out of here.
She was? Like dripping down her chin or like, what do you mean?
She was like, ah. I was like, why you make everything gay?
Because she gay as fuck. She is gay as fuck. She's That's so what funny. They do. They represent for their cliques. I'm so happy, y'all.
She's been coughing a lot, right? I was like, Ashley, you got COVID? She's like, no, I just need a cough drop. So she ate a cough drop, and then halfway when the cough drop was done, she took it out. She goes, I'm going to save this for tomorrow.
They are not that expensive.
I go, what the fuck are you doing rationing a fucking cough drop?
What?
Wow.
He took it out her mouth and put it back in the wrapper and put it in her pocket. I said, that cough drop ain't going to work no more.
It sure ain't, bitch. You cut off the fucking vaporizer that comes out of
it. It's just going to be, you're going to be eating your breath from yesterday.
That's why she fucking has coughs. It's the germs from her pocket.
Like, Ashley, what are you doing?
I don't know what the fuck my child be doing. Sometimes she just, I said, sometimes you just too much for me. I mean, that's extremely acting like you poor to sit there and pull a motherfucking 10-cent cough drop back out your fucking mouth.
You know, it's so funny to watch my wife raise her daughter and see herself and struggle with it. Because you just described you.
Fuck you, Chris Spangler. Fuck you, okay? That's not fucking true. I'm a hustler, and what my issue is with my kids, they don't have the drive that I have. Like, I'm all about get up and get out and get some. They all about, mama, what can you give me? And it's always not a damn thing.
Right.
So they don't have no fucking drive. And I'm like, and you know, I do have to remember this, that we from two different walks of life. But I'm like, God damn, sometimes you should throw your kids out the back door as infants and see them crawl back to the door.
What are you, Spartans?
It's like, no, you should not do that ever. Don't ever do that if you're listening to this podcast.
Like, see,
literally, that's what ancient people used to do to see if their babies were strong. Like, what?
She said, throw them out the back door and see if they crawl back. What you gonna do if your baby get taken by an owl or some shit?
Jeez.
Well, he didn't want to make it.
He didn't want it enough, Dion.
He didn't want to make it.
He didn't rise and grind hard enough.
He did not put enough claws in the ground to get back to that dough I have taken him out of several times. So that tells me, as a baby, you wasn't paying attention.
She's kind of right. Junebug would have made it. Nikea, not so much.
Nikea would be back there right now as a grown man sitting on the ground.
Talking about when we gonna podcast.
Nakia work at a prison, right? But he'd be in there eating their food and shit, getting his hair cut. I said, he's about that makes some good gumbo at the jail today. I don't think he's supposed to be eating that shit.
Where the fuck is they getting the ingredients to make gumbo at the jail?
He be bringing his own spices to dock it up sometimes. I say, you don't give a fuck what you eat or who the fuck cut your hair.
Is he getting it from the hot plate or from the cafeteria?
I think he be in line with them. Oh my God, I'm so damn tired. All right, y'all. I want to thank y'all for joining us on another episode of the Pat Down. Don't forget about that Pat Down party. What is it called, Dion?
The Pat Down Crackdown.
The Pat Down Crackdown. It's going down in October, baby. In October, the Pat Down Crackdown is going down. Think about looking at you some tickets and bring your ass to Atlanta, but you have to be a crack baby in the Fan Baby Crack Baby group to come. Matter of fact, I'm going to say this, you and your date got to be crack babies. All the alcohol and food you want, all the good music is on us. It's on us. So don't y'all forget that, okay?
All right.
I love you.
Love you too.
All right, ready for another episode.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.